Howdy folks, this is 5150 for Hacker Public Radio. I recently learned where Linux stores the PPD file created when you set up a printer and how to copy it between PCs. I'd like to briefly share that information with you. And you're probably wondering, well, 50, why do I need to know that? Because every time I go into CUPS to set up a printer, I'm presented with a list of manufacturers and models. I can easily select my printer from there every time. Why manually copy the file? Well, I can think of three reasons. First, perhaps the normal CUPS, which stands for, of course, Common Unified Printing System, doesn't have the perfect definition file for your printer. In rare instances, you might have to download a PPD from the printer's manufacturer or from another source if the manufacturer doesn't support Linux. If so, if you've done that once on another machine, copying the PPD over may be a lot easier than finding it and downloading it again. The second reason might be you can configure CUPS and you get to the point where you would select a manufacturer and a model, and it's grayed out. This happened to me the first time I tried to configure CUPS under Linaro on my Odroid X. Now, some people may be tired of hearing me talk about the Odroid. I haven't done a HPR on it yet. That's upcoming. But I can tell you now, for the sake of this conversation, it's not going to be about the Odroid, but for all intents and purposes, Linaro is an ARM port of mainline Ubuntu, Unity included. I installed CUPS via Aptitude and tried to configure a printer as I would on any Linux system. When I got to the printer selection, the drop-down to select a manufacturer was grayed out, as were the field to manually type in a path to the PPD file. And make sure I could replicate it, I closed the browser completely and tried again, and the same thing happened. This is what prompted me to try to find out where the PPD files are that are generated by CUPS are located on one of my already up and running systems and copy it over. I never got to see how it would work though, because after I had located the PPD file on my Ubuntu system, copied it over the network, and had everything set up and ready to install, the next time I ran CUPS, this was a couple days later, on my Odroid X, when I got to the point to select a manufacturer and then a model, that whole list was populated. It looked just like it would have on any other Linux system. So, like I said, it'd been a couple days. I had done apt-get update and upgrade on that system in between. I can't imagine that somehow CUPS was installed and the printer definitions weren't. I'd rather say it was just sort of a glitch, but I couldn't tell you either way. Okay, now the third reason that you might want to move a PPD file from one system to the other, I've talked in a previous episode, previously aired, I assume, about my experiences installing Synarch on my little notebook computer. And I installed CUPS, and when I got to the point set printer, all the manufacturer selections were there, but when you got into HP, you pretty much had LaserJet and DeskJet, and maybe Color LaserJet, etc. But you didn't really have selections for individual models. There was just one for DeskJet. So in that case, and I still haven't had time to go back and correct the crash on the or the problem I'm having on the computer with the desktop manager that I mentioned on the previous episode. So once I get that fixed or install a different Arch, whatever side I'm going to do with it, then I will be copying the more specific PPD file over from one of my other computers and trying it out. Okay, copy the PPD. So you go to the computer where you already have the printer set up, of course, and you're looking for a .ppd file, and that stands for PostScript Printer Definition. And that's just a text file with a bunch of settings in there. I did a CAD on mine just to make sure, because when I had trouble with the Odroid X, I was thinking, well, surely there's nothing binary in there that has to be compiled for a specific platform. And it turns out, no, there wasn't. So I couldn't figure out why I would have CUPS, and I wouldn't have the manufacturer and model list unless it was a binary, but I digress. You need to go into the system where the printer's already installed and look in the folder /etsy/cups/ppd/model. Now, depending on your distro, it may be just /etsy/cups/ppd. That's the way my Odroid X was. There wasn't a slash model folder. I tried creating one, and I think you put the PPD wherever you want. And I just checked my Fedora laptop that I'm recording on, and it only has /etsy/cups/ppd. So check for both of those folders, and you should have one or more files of PPD extension, and they're going to be named. They're not going to be probably the model name of the printer. These are generated by CUP, so it's going to have the name when it asks you what to call the printer. So when you're in your applications, if it's a DeskJet and you said the name of this printer is going to be DeskJet, you're looking for DeskJet.ppd. If you said the name of this printer is going to be Epson, you're looking for Epson.ppd, or backoffice.ppd if that's what you named your printer, or fredsprinter.ppd. That's whatever name you gave it, that's what it's going to be. It's not going to be a driver name that somehow indicates the model. Now you want to copy that over to the other system, and depends on which way you're working, but you're not going to be unless you're on the new system as root. So in other words, if you're remoting into your, if you're on the computer, it has the PPD file, and you're trying to copy it over to the computer, it doesn't. It's not likely you're going to be remoted into the computer, it doesn't, as root. And you're probably not going to, if you're working the other direction, and you're on the computer that lacks the PPD file, and you're importing it in, or you're remoted into the system that does have it, you're probably still not going to be locally log in as root when you do the copy. So you're not going to be able to copy the file directly into /etsy/cup/ppd/model. Just copy it to your home folder, because you may want to do some manipulations on the file anyway. Now from here, we're in the territory I never actually got to test, because like I told you, I went into the Odroid the second time, and printers were all there, everything was fine. But according to the post I found on linuxquestions.org, of course, you gotta remember the PPD file is the product of installing a printer. And all those settings that CUPS extracts the information about your printer from is apparently in a gzipped file. And so there's a gzip that's a library of all printers. At least now, like I said, I'm going by the article. I didn't actually try this or need to try it. But so, in a nutshell, CUPS isn't looking for when it creates that list of printers and or manufacturers and models, it's not looking in a PPD file, it's looking in a gzipped library. So you want to turn your PPD file into a gzipped library, and of course it's only going to have the one printer. And the article that I read said and this is before you copy anything, this still in your home folder, do gzip /c/myprinter.ppd/myprinter.ppd.gz. Now, the reason we're doing it that way, first, of course, supplant myprinter.ppd in the example with whatever your PPD's name is. And with the dash C is for copy, because I understand it from reading the information on gzip, reading the man, that if you just say gzip myprinter.ppd, you're going to come up with a new, it's going to overwrite that original file. It's just going to zip that file into itself, or into the same file name. So you look there, you won't have a second gzip file. You'll just have myprinter.ppd, except it will be archived. It will be zipped up. So that's why you use the dash C for copies. Let's make another copy, and then you use the redirection, the greater than symbol, to direct the output into a new file name. That way you're not overwriting the original myprinter.ppd. And then, of course, you would have to become root and copy the gzip file into /cups/pd/model. Okay, the next part just going to be review on cups. Most people have already heard all this. So you open up the address localhost :631 in a browser. So localhost is what it is going to reference back to whatever the IP address of your system is. So you're opening up a web page on your system on port 631, which is the port Cups runs on. So if you have Cups installed, there's going to be a web page at your IP address :631. I mean, if you have a fixed IP address, you know the IP address, you could type in your IP address. You could type in 127.0.0.1, but it's easier just to type in localhost :631. Okay, click the administration tab, and for under administration, click the add printer button. And if this is your first time using Cups, and you're using this as a primer, and you're familiar with installing a printer on a Macintosh, and this looks very familiar to you, well, there's a reason for that. Cups is an open source project, but it is solely the creation of Apple. Okay, now I've got my DeskJet hooked up to an Ethernet print server. In other words, instead of having the USB cable plugged into any printer or any particular system on my network, I have it plugged into a little print server box which has an IP address. This is not intended to be a Cups primer, so I'm not going to tell you every possible way to connect to your printer. I'm going to tell you how I connect to my printer. So in my case, with the Ethernet print server, I select AppSocket/HP JetDirect and click continue. And JetDirect, as you may or may not know, is HP's brand of Ethernet print servers. It's sort of an industry standard. It's one of those things like if you're working with third-party provider for software for an enterprise or any kind of business, they kind of expect you to have, if you're running Windows, they expect you to have Windows Pro. And in the same way, if you're trying to set up printers on a network for any application, they kind of expect you to use a lot of times the JetDirect brand specifically, because it's not bad. They work. They probably cost four or five times the less expensive models you can find on Newegg. But this is not a JetDirect primer. But that's why it's in there. Just because it says JetDirect doesn't mean it has to be an HP JetDirect brand Ethernet print server. Okay, you select that and you click continue. Now again, this is what works on my network. Doesn't necessarily mean this is going to be what works on your network. You have to manually type in the address, and the format that works for me is socket:// then the IP address that I've assigned to my print server. It's going to be, it's only going to work if you give it a fixed address. :9100, which is the default port for Ethernet print services, and then click continue. And I say default port, you may have a different experience with your print server. I can't seem to move mine off of 9100. Of course, if you can log into your print server and select a different address, a different port address. So if you have yours on a different port, then of course, you would type in whatever port's appropriate for you. All right, on the next page, you fill in the printer name. Remember, this is where we talked about. This is where the PPD comes from, or the name for the PPD. And that'll be how it shows up, of course, every time you select that printer in an application on the system. You really don't have stuff in the other fields. There's printer description and printer location. So if you're on a big net, you apply more to a big network. I mean, your home, you know what that printer is. You really don't have to leave a big, long-winded explanation for yourself. Now, of course, yes, an enterprise environment, you may want to say, hey, this is the printer in the regional manager's office, etc. So people know what they're hitting. And you click continue. And if the post on Linux questions was correct, you know, with it lacking any other source for to find the printer models and manufacturers, CUPS would find the GZ file that you created, the GZIP file, and show that one manufacturer and model. If it's the case where you know, you have manufacturers and models, but not the specific one. I'm assuming from the article I read there, it's CUPS is going to look in any GZIP file, not just the first one. So you'll have all your standard printers that normally come with CUPS, and then your one that you just created, you've added, will appear in that list as well. Now, probably it might be just as well. Remember, I mentioned that there is a field just to type in the path to the PPD, and there's a browse button on there. Maybe you just, instead of going through this whole GZIP thing, it might be just as well that you just copy your PPD file from the other computer into either that PPD or the model folder, depending on how CUPS is set up on your system, and then reference it that way. And then in the next screen, you would modify it or accept the default printer setting, just whenever you set up a printer, two-sided printing, blah blah blah, all that kind of stuff. The other way to go is you might copy your PPD over and then modify your /cups/printers.conf, and you could edit that manually. It seems kind of complicated, but probably wouldn't be too hard to figure out how to place a printer in there. Okay, this, like I said, has been a very drawn-out discussion on a very simple thing. So, thanks for your attention. This is 5150 for Hacker Public Radio, and you can reach me at 5150@linuxbasement.com, and my webpage, such as it is at thebigredswitch.drupalgardens.com. We'll see you folks the next time.
You have been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by a HPR listener like yourself. If you ever considered recording a podcast, then visit our website to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club. HPR is funded by the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. All BinRev projects are proudly sponsored by Lunar Pages. From shared hosting to custom private clouds, go to lunarpages.com for all your hosting needs. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 3.0 license.